everybody, to a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello, greetings.
And as per usual, this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, the only magazine on the internet that doesn't actually exist, but has cool things for you to look at, even though it's not actually a magazine.
And this is the most all right and the most decent podcast.
Yes. No, it's the most decent and the most all rightest.
Okay? The most all rightest all right, music most, podcast yeah. in all the land.
Absolutely. And if you disagree with us, well, we can't say it because, you know, it's the No Curse Minute, so we have to wait until it's over.
Well, we're just about there.
Also, yeah, we're close enough. Go fuck yourselves. All right. Anyways, we have some new music to listen to today. A new track, if you will, by one very particularly interesting artist who we have, you know, come across. And, you know, our competitors be damned.
Yeah, indeed. So there were some things I forgot to point out for the last episode where we talked about Jelly Haha. For starters, mm-hmm. when I talked to that Taylor Nicholson woman, mm-hmm. I can't tell you any dates because that was not discussed. Mm-hmm. But what I do know for a fact is that she's involved in Ginger Root's next project, which mm-hmm. he's already working on. So we could be getting either an EP or an album the near future already.
I'm excited about that.
With the creative direction, I assume, with this David Gattell and Taylor Nicholson duo.
Yeah.
So more good things coming on the way from Ginger Root. And
as much as we love Ginger, good buddy Ginger Root. All right. Say it about him. What are we talking about today?
Shit, I wasn't even done with the Jelly Haha stuff. Going back to the Silver Lake Lounge from last week, talking about some of the other things. As far as this project goes in visual appearance, there is a cohesive unit that is portrayed amongst the... Wait, how many are there? Six?
I don't know.
I think there's seven people. Two flute players, two dancers, one person on synth, one person on drums. How many is that?
I wasn't counting. I don't know. Was I supposed to be counting?
I think I was seven. Wait, seven in total.
What's that machine thing? Is that synth?
It's a synthesizer. It's a modular synthesizer, as I came to find out.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So modular synthesizer. But talking about like what makes this project stand out visually is that it feels like everybody's a fucking character within the project. Because we have the Jelly Company, and I don't really know what the deal is with that. If she's like a project or an experiment or some type of alien, because I've been looking into the like literature of the album and shit, and it says she's between Studio 54, referring to like the disco club
and Area 51.
And then, yeah, in Area 51, like, I don't know if that implies that she's like an alien.
Government project.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's something like referring to the Elf and Lied reference I was making is that maybe she's like she's like an experiment, like a juvenile, like manic pixie girl that got out and she's like playful and all this shit. And they got to get her back in her box like the you know, the things from Cat. Thing one and thing two from Cat in the Hat.
Man, dude, her next album should be Jelly Haha. I have the nuclear code. That would be awesome.
I have the nuclear code. But yeah, so I mean, every part of the project with the members, the flute players have like these bonnets on their hair. And then the fucking the person on synthesizer has like this Turkish Airlines fucking outfit. And then the two dancers kind of look like they have like thing one, thing two, Chapulín Colorado, like from, you know, Chavo del Ocho. Yeah, it's just I like this project a lot, man. And I think me talking about it, it shows like it's not only just the music, it's how the project is presenting itself within the performances itself. I think there's many good things to come for this project, but I rambled on for a bit. So what were we at in terms of time?
It's 5:21.
All right. So what we're going to do here is Jelly Haha had released a single that was released the day of the show, and it somehow slipped me. Got caught with my pants down again.
Dude, she's just fucking throwing you for a loop. Yeah. She must have some kind of weird psychic like powers or something, and she just like threw a block into you just to fuck with you.
Yeah, the second single has hit, Mr. President. So what we're going
to do... I have to finish this book.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have Josh listen to the single, which is called Funny Music, which I'm assuming is going to be the intro for the album itself.
Well, it is, according to this.
It is?
Yeah, it's the first track. Track number one, because they have the album on here and they have all the songs listed. So.
Okay, yeah. So Funny Music is going to be the intro track off of the album.
Oh, she is an alien.
She's an alien?
The 10th track says, Pluto is not a planet, it's a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So she's an alien.
Yeah, she's fucking an alien. All right. So we'll have Josh listening to this track.
I can't wait to hear track number five, Piss Artist. Piss Artist.
Well, I mean, there's stuff, there's exposition written about that specific.
Oh, that song?
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what it says about it. I can look it up real quickly. Mm. Piss Artist, you said, right?
Well, let's get this track going while you're looking that up. So this will be, so pull up your fucking Zune Marketplace and your, your sonographs or whatever.
Your sonographs. Your phonograms.
And find Jelly Haha Funny Music. Here we go. All right. That was the newest single off of Jelly Haha's debut album, Switcheroo. And that song was called... Fuck, what was that song called? Funny Music. There you go. Funny Music. All right. So before I get into it, of what I think. Okay, I just want to say, I just want to give a big ups to the homie Jelly Haha for employing these two flautists, because I imagine as a flautist, it's probably difficult to get a job that's not in some like stuffy ass fucking orchestra with like a dude who's 150 who thinks he's like the second coming of Beethoven fucking standing there trying to conduct you. And I imagine that fucking has got to be horrific for a young flautist who has come out of musical flute school, whatever. I don't know what it's called for them, but I imagine it's got to suck. It's kind of like getting out of college and going to a 9-to-5 and you're like, God, this fucking sucks. Like, yeah, maybe I enjoy what I'm doing, but man, this environment's terrible. I imagine that's what it's like. Okay. But now you get to go work for like an artist that is not that, seemingly. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she does think this is the second coming of Beethoven. I don't know. But I think that's pretty fucking cool. Cause this is why I give big ups to her. Because you could just use the synthesizer person to do that. You don't really need the flautist to actually do it. You could just get someone to do it or pre-record it. You don't have to have them employed and come live performing. You know what I'm saying?
It adds a lot, too, because, as I said before, everybody that's in the project does choreographed dancing, too. Yeah. They're not as frequent as Jelly Haha herself, but they certainly add stuff musically, and they also add stuff in the choreographed sense as well.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
So now, this shit's the next, this is the next big thing. Barack, no, yeah. Jelly. this is just another, I'm telling you right now, we've only heard two songs out of this. You've heard more. I've only heard two songs off of this album, right? Yeah. And that's the only two that are out. You've heard, I don't know how many, I don't know if she played the whole fucking album at that thing.
No, I think she probably played like 5 or 6 tracks. Yeah.
Okay, so like half, roughly.
Yeah.
So, I am just saying this now. This might be another fucking like 11 out of 10, dude. Like I
don't think that's an exaggeration.
I don't think it is either.
I think it's setting itself up for a high score.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Man. This shit is the future. Like this. People are sleeping on Jelly Haha right now, and soon.
I fell asleep. Like, I missed out on the second single because I didn't even know. She just released it. There was no announcement. I don't think there's any announcement. Like, got caught sleeping.
Yeah, people are sleeping on Jelly Haha, and you know what? this shit is this shit's going to be on K-Rock at some point in some manner. I don't know how or what, but it's this shit's going to be played everywhere. And I kind of think we're on the this sounds like a Ponzi scheme, but like we're at the ground level, man.
We are
sensation that's going to hit the world. And honestly, if it doesn't go somewhere, then everyone else should just quit, because there's no fucking point. Because if someone like her, as talented as she is with this project, if this doesn't work, everyone else in the music industry should just give up, because then there's no hope. There's no hope for you. Because if you, with your lackluster effort and your fucking barely wanting to do hardly any fucking work, you ain't going to get nowhere. All right. So anyways, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I love this song because there is like a spacey quality to it. And the fact that they're mentioning within a one phrase sentence that it's between Studio 54, the one time disco oriented club back in the 70s and Area 51.
Yeah.
That's kind of telling that she might be some kind of like alien or some interdimensional being. Who the fuck knows what she is.
I like that bonk at the end. That was pretty cool.
Dude, that rolling like bass line.
Yeah, man, that thing was sweet.
And then the synthesizer with the beep beep beep
beep beep beep. Oh man.
Beep beep beep. And then you got the flute coming in. Oh dude, then you got her like weird like Bjork like fucking Kate Bush voice, and it does it for me, man. In so many words, it does it for me, and it just gives me the idea that we're gonna be how many tracks are on this album?
I think there's 10
tracks on this album. 10 tracks. I think we're in for a real fucking treat.
Oh, we are.
And if it hasn't already been mentioned, this thing is releasing on June 27th. So this is towards the end of June that we're going to be getting this debut album. So I want to transition over to one other topic in relation to this episode. So what was it?
12:35.
Okay.
Yeet.
Yeet. So I did some homework.
Okay.
In relation to Jelly Haha.
Oh.
So I went over to Innovative Leisure and I started looking into each of their artists.
Uh-huh.
They have 30 artists currently on their roster, right?
Quite a few. Good number.
And I looked into the booking agencies of every single one.
And?
Well, so here's what I could draw up from the information available on the internet.
Okay.
So of their 30 artists, two of them are part of Paladin. One of them is part of Wasserman. Two are part of United Talent Agency. Another two are part of Anniversary. Then another two are part of Space Agency. And another two are part of High Road. And lastly, Ground Control also has two artists that are on their roster from Innovative Leisure. So I point this out because this is me throwing down the fucking throwing down the gauntlet. I'm thinking when it comes to booking agencies for Jelly Haha, Ginger Root is on Ground Control touring.
Yeah.
Innovative Leisure has two artists that are part of Ground Control touring, right? So I think there's maybe two or three agencies I think that could vie for their bid to have Jelly Haha on their roster. I think it's Ground Control, with the idea that by having them on the same booking agency roster, that she'll eventually play with Ginger Root, which I think is very likely. And the fact that the projects are so interweaved with two people that are on the creative direction of the project, with Taylor Nicholson and Dave Gattell, it makes sense to have these two tour together, because they'll be able to set up all the pieces for both projects. And it's kind of like an in-house, like an inner circle thing.
Yeah.
What I will say, the downside for Ground Control touring is they don't have quite the they have a pretty substantial roster when it comes to artists, but as far as things that can surround Jelly Haha like in the future,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's there. So I think by, I think maybe she goes with Wasserman if they reach out to her, which is probably like one of the larger booking agencies out there. And that has like faces like Magdalena Bay and Sam Austin's and pretty much everybody under the sun. And I think Wasserman inches out Ground Control because they have more to offer her. I really think she's going to be an artist that appears on television. And I think the person that can do that for them is going to be Wasserman.
Yeah.
Because they're the biggest, one of the biggest agencies in the game. And on top of that, when you talk about, let me just pull up a graphic infographic that I have from Booking Agent Info. So when it comes to Coachella, 4% of the total artists that are booked at Coachella are Ground Control.
Okay. How many does Wasserman have?
23%.
Jesus Christ. So, that's almost fucking what, six times more?
Yeah, essentially. So a quarter of a chance that if you end up at Coachella, you have a better chance of if you want to have a better chance at being at fucking Coachella,
yeah,
you go with Wasserman.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking she ends up at Wasserman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One, because they can give her the opportunity to end up at Coachella. And two, I think she's going to end up in some television spot. I don't know who's going to book her first, but I think this is an artist ready for television already.
Yeah.
Already.
Oh, agreed. And I will say this, though. A Ginger Root Jelly Haha tour and then potentially maybe some sort of a collaborative artistic effort, whether that be an album or what, I don't know, what, a couple songs, whatever, an EP. Man, that would be straight fucking fire.
Yeah.
Straight fire, dude.
Yeah, maybe she's like an alien that transports to fucking Ginger Root's universe or some shit.
That would be fucking cool, man. Like, that's what they need to do. If they haven't already started doing that,
yeah,
you motherfuckers need to get on this shit, all right? You need to put some shit together. If you need some ridiculous ideas, just listen here. You'll hear them.
Yeah.
Talk about them.
Yeah, we'll get the ball rolling on.
We're going to ship fucking Ginger Root and Jelly Haha.
It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen.
Collaboration, all
right? Whether she ends up on the same booking agency as Ginger Root or not,
yeah, it's irrelevant.
I think it's still gonna happen. But that pretty much wraps up the episode. So thanks for tuning in, and hopefully we provided some meaningful information to you about Jelly Haha. And we'll see you all in the next episode. Well,
and also, if we didn't provide you with any meaningful information, then go fuck yourself, because we don't care. All right.
I don't know why that was necessary, but okay.